Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all.
Well, good morning and welcome in to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. We have our special Sunday morning blessing show, which is called The Messengers. And we invite some of the true healers, the lovers of life, and people that have a very clear message to bring world love, world healing, and personal healing to all of us. And today, we have I'm going to call him a surprise guest because he is going to surprise you. He is somebody very special, and you may have heard of him because he is called the Spirit Doctor. So he will be invited on in just one moment, but let's just chat really quickly about what we do here. So as you know, this is your host, Cindy Sharp, and your coach of Sharpening Your Spirit Coaching and Training, where we help healers to heal themselves and heal the world. And through that, we invite people on to our messenger show. Today, we have somebody very special that I'm so excited and honored to be interviewing, and I can't wait to tell you just a little bit more about him. So let me ask you a couple questions first. Are you living in pilot mode? When is the last time that you can say you were truly happy? We all want to be happy, but we're looking in the wrong place. How would it feel to not only be happy, but truly fulfilled? Ask yourself this question. Are you living your best life? You know, most people worry they may never be fulfilled in their lives. According to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, every year, 42.5 million American adults suffer from mental illness, incurring conditions such as stress, depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia. And you know, I bet you all of us in some ways have had our blue days or our depressed days, so we can relate to that, if not maybe something else. Why is this, and how can we change it? Dr. Daniel Hauptmann has been helping people worldwide for over 40 years deal with their mental and physical health. He believes when we help each other, in turn, we help ourselves. Dr. Hauptmann, known as the Spirit Doctor, knew from a young age he had the potential to help heal. We all need to be challenged to find our true purpose and happiness, and the Spirit Doctor can get you there by taking a very beautiful personal development challenge, which we are going to talk about today. And with no further loving ado, let's invite in Dr. Daniel Hauptmann, or as we're going to refer him to, the Spirit Doctor. Dr. Daniel Hauptmann, how are you here? How are you today?
Oh, I'm very well. Thank you very much.
What a beautiful and amazing background you have, and I'm very intrigued about the fact that you've traveled the world with your, you know, healing expertise. And I would love to hear, before we get started, just a tad bit about that.
Traveling is what I consider one of the best form of education for people, because we're able to go to different places and different cultures, and you meet people and you're able to connect with the different vibrational energies of the land wherever you're traveling to. So, you know, I've been very blessed and fortunate to be able to go to many different places and throughout the world, from Africa to Central America to Canada to China, Japan, Indonesia, many, many different places around our planet, to spend time with spiritual healers and people who are so inclined to develop themselves more spiritually, and being able to go to these different places, learn more, but also able to contribute and share knowledge and information that I've acquired over the years to assist others on their journey.
Well, what a beautiful way to be able to do that, to be able to not only be learning from others as you're walking this earth, but be spreading your own love and vibration and your own gift out to others. I thank you for doing that, and I thank you for being here today, where you're going to spread some of that wisdom on myself and our listeners here. So, you know, you have a book out called The Spiritual Evolution, Examining Blocks, Expand Your Vision, and Navigating Your Way to Happiness. Why did you write this book?
Well, you know, I had lots of people come to me for assistance. And what I kept hearing from them was, you know, they're not happy with their life. And the people are looking for something more in life, something that will make them feel more alive. A lot of people were stuck or feeling stuck, and they weren't moving in the direction that they would like to move in. And so that triggered a thought inside me to actually put the book together that would help people to start looking at themselves and looking at life, and to help them to find their passion in life, you know, something that creates a fire in their soul, so that will create the energy to start looking for something more. And they're doing that. But like I said, a lot of people are feeling stuck. So I wanted to be able to try to help them. So that's where the idea for the book came.
So that must be where you got your beautiful name, The Spirit Doctor, is because you help people become unstuck and walk into their spirit. I kind of like that. So your book starts out with an old man sitting in a wheelchair. Can you kind of share what that's all about?
Yes. You know, this old man, he's sitting in a wheelchair. His both legs have been removed. His hearing is really down, and he's blind in one eye, and the other eye is fogged over. So when I approached him and asked him, "How are you doing?" He said, "You know, I'm doing great, but my body is falling apart." Well, what he was really saying is that, you know, we are really more than just this physical body. We actually are a soul, a spirit that lives within the physical body. And he had learned this through his life experience, but that's the way that he approached life with the time that he had left. that he was doing great, but the body was falling apart. And that's the type of thing that happens to each and every one of us at some point in life. What happens is that the physical body wears down, and the spiritual part of ourself, the one that lives inside the body or lives inside the castle or lives inside the lives inside of ourself, that's the one that will continue to grow and continue to change. But the physical body does wear out. So that's what he was trying to do.
Well, that's a beautiful lesson. That's a beautiful lesson. What a wonderful way to start your book. I love that analogy, because the fact of the matter is that we all will get to a place in our lives where our physical body will not be the same body as we have today, might not be as vibrant. But when we get to that place, we certainly want to know our soul and be able to have walked into it, so we know that we did live our best life. So perfect. I love that. So in your book, you say that people don't like pain. Can you explain that?
Sure. You know, we will do anything to get out of pain, and because we just don't like pain at all. And, you know, we look for different ways to get out of that type of pain. It can be through withdrawing from oneself. It could be trying to cover up the pain through alcohol, through drugs, some form to be able to get out of pain. And it could be psychological pain or spiritual pain, some type of pain that's affecting us. And we will try to get away from that pain. Just a quick analogy. When someone has a toothache, sometimes it'll come and go and come and go. But I say, well, the pain isn't great enough yet for you to take action. When the pain becomes great enough, you will take action to find some way to get out of pain. And so those are the types of things that is meant by not liking pain. And when we're going through lots of changes in our life, we look for ways to get out of pain, because a lot of us are hurting or have this deep pain inside, and we're looking for ways to find peace or happiness within ourselves.
Wonderful. You know, I'll just share this on a personal level. I've certainly done my own things in my life to get out of pain. And there is this, gosh, you know, amazing time or amazing place that happens when you shift from that not wanting to be in that pain anymore and move to a life that's more expanded and more loving. And that's one of the things that we do here on the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show is help people to open their hearts and expand their life so they can move from the pain to a more loving life. So I thank you so much for talking about that. You know, another thing that you talk about is, you know, we're not in control. And, you know, as a human in this spiritual experience, we all love to be in control. So tell us a little bit more about not being in control.
Sure. You know, there's a belief that we're in control. And our whole society is structured around, you know, we're taking charge and in control of everything. But if we were truly in control, and this is just something to think about, if we were truly in control, would we have pain and suffering and problems in our life? I don't think so. You see, so if we were truly in control, life would be so much different. It would be more happiness, joy, all the time, constant flow of those types of things. But we're not in control. And because we're not in control, we have different lessons that we have the opportunity to resolve or solve in our lives the different things that come to us. So as much as we think we're in control, we're only in control of what I call the little things. And the little things, like, we have control, little controls over what we do, what kind of clothes we put on, what kind of toothpaste we use, all those little things. But in real life, no, we're not in control.
So, boy, that must be, you know, you have this teaching that you teach that is called the Earth School. And so that must be a little bit about that teaching. Am I right?
Yeah, look, the Earth, the planet here is like a school. And we're all here to learn different lessons. And through these different lessons, that's how we evolve. That's how we change. That's how we grow. And these lessons come in different forms. They can be both positive and negative as we look at it. Positive things that will allow us to grow and be move towards feeling happy in one's life, to the negative, where things that we feel as negatives in life, being left alone, having the feeling of things or life just isn't moving in the direction we want to move in. Well, these are all different opportunities for us to learn and grow. And if we don't learn these lessons that are given to us at the time, like in school, we have to come back and repeat it. So it's better to learn from both sides of the coin, both positive and negative, and we can learn from any situation that we find ourselves in. If we will only take the time to look at what's really going on for us.
You know what I find is that, and I absolutely love that lesson that you just shared. What I find is that when we shift to a place where not only the things that are the lessons that are loving and kind and, you know, woo-woo, fantastic stuff, but also those lessons that are painful and challenging and bring struggle to our lives. I find for myself personally, when I can shift to the energy of being grateful for whatever it is, that it makes that lesson a whole lot easier.
Yes, that is true.
That's yes, absolutely
because,
true.
Yeah.
So share with me a little. Yes, definitely. It's all opportunities. So talk a little bit more about vibration and frequencies, because that's another thing that you share in your book.
Yes, everything is vibrating, and everything is vibrating at its frequency that makes up what it is. So throughout life, throughout our whole planet, the different vibrations are the different things that we're able to feel. I'll give you real life examples. Being here in Sedona, people come here and they may not know why they're attracted to come to Sedona, but because of the different vibrational frequencies, the different vortexes. That's the term that they use here, the different vortexes. It's energy. And because everything is made from energy, it vibrates at different frequencies. So some things that you're attracted to is the attraction, because it harmonizes closer to your own vibration. And those are the things that help us align ourselves with the energy of the Earth. You know, the Earth itself is alive, and the Earth has its own frequency. because he has many, many different frequencies that we're able to connect with. And with this type of connection, it's able to, for us to be able to feel the different connections. So here, with the in Sedona, where I am currently, the vibration from the vortexes sends the energy that helps you to align yourself and align yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually with the connection with the energy of the earth. And so with these different vibrations, different frequencies that exist, that's another way of being able to learn and grow and become more aware of our connection with Mother Earth, our connection with our whole universe is through the different vibrational frequencies that exist on our planet within ourselves.
Well, boy, I bet you it's really important to be able to learn that lesson and to learn and understand your own vibrational frequency and also the vibrational frequencies of others. And as you also said, Mother Nature. So that's an important message that you had right there. And how lucky you are this week to be in Sedona, Arizona, where you're probably getting some wonderful frequencies flowing through you and everybody that you're around. Wonderful for you. So share, you know, you talk a lot about that every person has their own personal gift. You know, and I don't know that everybody knows that or has walked into that or accepted that as of yet. So can you tell a little bit about that?
A gift that was given to each soul is hidden within ourself. In life, people go out learning different things, but then they go out based on what society gives us. And that can be in different forms of learning, different forms of education. But your gift, you can only find within yourself. When you find your gift, it is like nothing else that you can experience. Because your gift is for you, but it's not only for you. Your gift for you is for you to be able to help others. That's the key. That's the secret of finding your gift. When you find what it is that you came here to do, your heart will be full of joy and happiness. I'm going to repeat that because it's so important. When you find your gift, why you came here and what it is that you are to do, when you find it, it is like nothing else. It will give your heart its greatest joy. And your gift is for you to share with others. That's the key. It doesn't have to be anything great, but only you will know for yourself because of the feeling that you will have within yourself. You will know. And once you find your gift, whatever that is, you will be compelled to use it to help, to assist in whatever way. But it's for you to find and for you to give and share with others. That's the gift. I know what my gift is. So...
And you know what, Dr. Daniel, I think I know what your gift is too. I think anybody that's listening to this show today knows what your gift is, because when you speak, there's a vibrance and a vibration and frequency that is coming over to all of us, and how blessed we are to be in the realm of your gift. So I thank you so much for honoring your gift, accepting your gift, and sharing your gift.
Oh. Thank you.
To find
your gift, it's not outside. It's not outside of yourself. You know, there's many beautiful places around, and there's many things, but to truly find your gift, you must go inside yourself. When you go inside yourself, that's when you will find what your gift is. And as I said, it doesn't have to be anything great or outstanding. You will know it by the feeling that you have. Whatever your gift is, it's for you to be able to use it and share that with others. And I say that
beautiful.
It's special for you. No one can give you this. No one can assist you in a way for you to have it without you putting in the energy and effort to be able to find what your gift is. And it will come in different ways for people, because everyone has their own path that they're walking at, that their life is unfolding for them. So everyone's at different levels of development within themselves. But when you find it, oh boy, you'll know.
Yes, you will, because I've found my gift. And you know what I call it, and when I share with others, I find it finding your love drop. And that we are all gifted this one beautiful drop of love. And when we really walk into accepting that and finding that, there is a huge shift and a huge change in life, isn't there?
Oh, it is. And, you know, part of the struggle, too, is that there's a struggle that may go on inside because of what you've been taught and what you've learned from the outside compared to what you find on the inside. So you may be doing one thing that you've been doing for a number of years or whatever, but when you find your gift, it may be in another direction. You know,
right. And it could even be in the opposite direction of what you were doing your whole life. But just be open. I say, just be open. Don't you agree?
I agree wholeheartedly.
So let me chat with you about this, because this is something that I think that many of us in this human experience struggle with. Your book talks about, you know, that we are all the same. And so how is that really possible?
You know, being the same, we're all spiritual beings looking for connection with Source or the Creator. All of us. We may not be aware of it. We may not be consciously aware of it, but we're all the same. You know, we want to find a safe, secure place in life where we can exchange or give information out. We want to be loved, and we want to love. And the connection between all of us, the same. We're all connected. Everything that you see everything that you are aware of. That's part of your connection. And we all have this connection. And it all comes from or stems from love. Because love is the greatest and highest vibration that we have in the physical form. It's love. And that connects all of us, whether we are aware of that or not. It's there.
You know, I know that, and I'm sure that there's many listeners that do know that. But, you know, there's been a lot of strife going on in the world recently. And so I think, you know, the question that a lot of people have is there hope for us?
Oh, yes. As we learn and grow and continue to take responsibility for what comes into our life and being grateful for what comes into our life and to be able to share that through whatever form, whatever gift that we have to give back to others, there's hope. There's ways to be able to change or to move in the direction where we can look at each other and share open with our connection, with our connection with each other. And that always gives us hope. We can find it. It's within ourselves to be able to move in the direction that will cause you to feel good about yourself and feel good about helping others or being with others. Help comes in many different ways. Sharing comes in many different ways. Assisting others will come in many different ways. One little thing that you do can create such a huge spark in your life that will make you feel so good about what it is that you've done. It can lead you in a direction that will totally change your life.
You know, I love what you just said, because I think that when we get unhopeful and we get in that place where we feel like there's no hope, sometimes just stepping out and doing one small loving thing for somebody else connects us to that energy and that vibration of hope and allows us also to change the life of another. So I love the fact that you just said that, and I think that really brings everything full circle for myself and the listeners. So thank you so very much. Now, there's one thing that we really want to talk about today that's really important, and I want to make sure that I'm sharing this with everybody, and I will certainly be sharing it out on all my little places in the world, social media places. Here's what Dr. Daniel Hauptmann, or the Spirit Doctor, is doing to help us shift to a higher vibration, to help us shift to a deeper positive energy within us, and to step into our gift and to change the world with a little more love and a little bit more light. And it's called Just 5 Minutes. And on October 18th, 2016, this year, for 5 minutes on Thursday at noon, we're as a collective group going to get together and just put out love and light and self-love to the universe. And then each Thursday after that at noon for 5 minutes, it's just 5 minutes, that's how easy it is. We're all together as a collective society of lovers of this world, lovers of ourselves, and spreaders of light, going to be sharing with the world our love in an easy, simple way. So what I'd ask you, Dr. Daniel, is how would you think, if you were going to do this yourself, Can you give us a little bit of a picture of how this Just 5 Minutes works?
Sure. With just a correction, the first one is October 18th, and that's on a Tuesday. But then after that.
Oh, it is. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that's fine. On a Tuesday, it's the 18th. And what you do is you send out love and light to our planet in any form. That could be through saying the words love, light, to be able to see or feel that energy sending out, just for 5 minutes at 12 noon. It doesn't make any difference what time zone you're in. Starting with the October 18th, that's the first event, and then every Thursday after that at 12 noon, just for 5 minutes, stop, send out love and light to our planet. That way, we're going to be able to change the frequency, or to move the frequency, the new energies that have come in. The old energies have passed now. The new energy, the new vibration is coming into our planet, and it's meeting a lot of resistance. But this is a way to be able to move or help move this energy, this vibration, in a way to change the planet, so that we can live in peace with one another.
And boy, it is time. It is time for that peace. I know that there's many people that are ready to lift the vibration that listen to this show. And I'm hoping that you remember Tuesday, October 18th, 5 minutes. 5 minutes of love and light. Dr. Daniel said, it's just 5 minutes. So here's how it works. If you want more information on this, go to thespiritdoctor.com/5 minutes. Again, it is thespiritdoctor.com/5 minutes. So, wow, we've had a beautiful time together today. And, you know, we get people on this that listen, that are at all different levels of their, you know, in their life school of moving into this beautiful vibration and energy. So I want to have one important question with you, and that is, how do you really get started on a spiritual path if you're, you know, maybe in the beginning?
What I would say to someone just starting off or just waking up to it, the first very important thing is to pay attention to your breathing. There's a natural way of breathing that will help people to start slowing down and focusing their energies coming from the inside. And I find that breathing is very important. So you can find different ways to be able to do that, but focus on your breathing. I actually have a breathing program that helps people to start getting back to the natural way of breathing, called The Power of Breathing, and that's on my website too, www.thespiritdoctor.com. So that's what I would offer.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So I could ask you thousands of questions about, well, how do you do it, and what, you know, do we slow it down, speed it up? You know, how do we connect with that breath or our breathing? But I'm just going to say with the thought about that there's only so much time on this show and we are getting to the end of it, is that please go to thespiritdoctor.com and look up his breathing exercise program that he has to help you connect more with spirit, connect more with the divine, and connect with a higher vibration, so we can all step into this loving healing that we are all being pulled to. So I have a few questions that I ask at the end of each show that are just quick, fast. I call this, Dr. Daniel, I call this the love up round. And that is where we just ask you a few questions. So first question is, do you have a daily ritual that you do every single day that helps to connect you with spirit or with the divine?
And yes, I breathe consciously.
Mm.
And through breathing, I'm always connected with Source. Always.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So one other thing that we ask is, you know, what we do here is we support people that have a healing message, whether you want to call them spiritual healers or light workers or you know, the people that are being called to love themselves and to give love and to raise the vibration. And we support them in getting their message out. And my question would be, if there was one way that you get your message out so people know who is the spirit doctor and what is it that he has to give the universe, what would your one way be?
Just to assist others. See others as yourself. Then you will know for yourself. No matter where they are, what they're doing, see others as yourself. Ask yourself a question. How would I feel? How would I want to be treated? You'll know by your own answer.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So one other question that really isn't on my list, but I just have to ask it. If you were the old man in the wheelchair and you were getting to the end of this human existence and ready to move on to your fully spiritual existence, what would be your one legacy you'd want to leave here on the earth?
I would want to show others, tell others that love is the greatest power of all. It's been said over eons of time, and it holds true to this very day. Love yourself, love the Creator, love your neighbor. That's what I would say.
Oh, boy. Well, that's a beautiful way for us to end our show today. And so, first off, I want to make sure that everybody knows thespiritdoctor.com. You can get some beautiful healing through Dr. Daniel Hauptmann's work. And I'm sure that you could feel the energy of that healing just by listening to the show today. Also, it's really important that you do not forget that there's just 5 minutes that you have to, or don't have to, but you get to be involved in Tuesday, October 18th, 5 minutes at noon, and that is to spread love, to spread light, and for us to all to be able to come together as a collective consciousness to change this world and heal this world and start lifting the vibration. So I want to make sure everybody gets that. So I'm going to say it one more time, and that is Tuesday, October 18th, Tuesday at noon. And that's at thespiritdoctor.com/5 minutes. So Dr. Daniel Hauptmann, the Spirit Doctor, as we'll call you, because that is how you're known, we want to just share love and light to you. And thank you so much for releasing the fear and the energy of some of the struggle that people are going through and spreading your light and your love here, not only here at Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, but the work that you do all over the world. And we feel very grateful and blessed to have met you today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, thank you, and as you all know, this is the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, and this is your host and your coach, Cindy Sharp. What we do here is we help spiritual healers get their message out in the world in a bigger, more loving way so we can all lift up the vibration, so we can all move into the light and help this world heal. And what we would like to do is share this with you. If you have come today, we hope that there's one little heart drop or love drop of message that you got for your heart to help you expand more love and more light into your life. And we also always end the show the same way, and that is love, light, and from me, a big kiss. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.